Whatever time you are listening to this podcast, I welcome you to You Are Enough podcast. I am Chidinma Obusuba, and I am going to be your host for today. I'm so excited. You know why? Because I have picked an amazing, amazing book that I'm going to be reviewing with you today. Okay, yes. Well, there's no need to take it through that stress. I'm just going to tell you the book I'll be reviewing today. It's an amazing book on wealth, a book on how to master wealth, how to be able to manage your wealth, and it's titled Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Now, subtitle is Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. First of all, who is the author? T. Harv Eker. What is it about? Well, who is he? What does he do? And all of the two. I'll be giving you a quick bio of the author so you can have a little understanding about who this author is and a little of what he does. So he's an author of Secret of the Millionaire Mind, and I'll also be giving you some other books written by the same author. Okay, so for him, money was scarce throughout his childhood. Okay, so at 13, he began his career. He did a lot of jobs. Record has it that he did so many jobs because he just wanted to become a millionaire. You know that mindset or that situation whereby you grew up with scarcity of money, you don't always have money to buy what you want, the school fees is always paid late, and all of that. So imagine that scenario. So he grew up with a mindset that he just wanted to become a millionaire. He just wanted to become a millionaire, whereby he will have enough money to buy all that he wants. So he picked so many jobs, and after many years of frustrations, he hit the jackpot. Now he opened one of the first retail fitness stores in North America and grew the business to 10 stores in only 2.5 years. That's how ready he was to become a millionaire. Remember the saying that when you want something, you desperately go for it. Like you're putting all your best, your effort, your time, your energy into that thing. That is the same thing that happened to him. So in which he later sold part of the company and was finally a millionaire. Then something happened. Guess what? In less than 2 years, the money was gone through a combination of poor investments and so on. Now imagine yourself being in this kind of scenario where you so much wanted to make money, but at some point you made the money and you lost it. How are you going to feel? Well, you get to know that. So at that point that Eker began to develop his theories about people's mental and emotional relations to money. So he has already touched the lives of over 1.5 million people, helping them move closer to their goals of true financial freedom. So with this, we'll move forward. Why I picked this book? I picked this book when I was looking for a way, when I was looking for solutions to learn about wealth. I wanted to learn about wealth, I wanted to learn about how to manage money, I wanted to learn about how the rich make their money, what makes them, you know, rich. It's not just what they do, it's about what they know. Just like T. Harv Eker said, the mental and emotional relationship to money. So I picked this book and I am so excited that I picked this book. Like, this is a book that you must read before the end of 2021. Please don't move to 2022 if you don't read this book. Just stay. if everybody is going, just stay back. You know, like if everybody is moving to 2022 and you know that you have not read this book and you want to become a millionaire, you want to become someone great in life, then you have to remain in 2020 and now you have to remain in 2021 and not move to 2022. Anyway, that's a joke, by the way. So I'll be sharing with you a few things I learned from this book. Like, I learned so many things, so many things from this book. But I'll be sharing with you a few of them. So grab your pen, grab your charger, and let's move. First of all, it says that if your subconscious financial blueprint is not set for success, nothing you learn, nothing you know, and nothing you do will make much a difference. Okay, you get that? If your subconscious financial blueprint is not set for success, nothing you learn, nothing you know, and nothing you do will make much of a difference. This is to tell you that becoming a millionaire or making or having money or acquiring wealth is not just about what you think you know. You must have a blueprint, a financial blueprint in your subconscious mind. Okay? In your subconscious mind. He went ahead to share things about people, the way we were brought up, the ideologies we had about we have about money while we're growing up, and how you can be able to fit in those things and make an adjustment. Okay, so he said it is not enough to be in the right place at the right time. You have to be the right person in the right place at the right time. Wow. Whereby I always hear be in the right place at the right time. But reading this book, I found out that you can be in the right place at the right time and be the wrong person. Yes, and be the wrong person. You want to make so much money, you started a business, but the location or where you are is not favorable. It's not favorable to your business, it's not favorable to the skill or whatever it is that you are doing. So instead of just focusing on being in the right place at the right time, you must be the right person. Let's say, for instance, you went to meet the CEO of a bank, and you are the right place, okay? And a job opportunity comes up. You are in the right place, right? But now you have no skill. You have no skill whatsoever to be able to fit into that position that is available. So what has happened? You are in the right place at the right time when they need it. You're in the right place where the job opening is. You are the right time when the job was, you know, vacancy was out, but you are not the right person. So you have to be the right person in the right place at the right time. So he went ahead to share so many world principles, and I'll just be picking a few of those world principles. The first one says your income can only grow to the extent you do. Think about it. For people who don't like learning new things, it simply means that your income grows to the extent to which you yourself can grow. You learn just one skill, or you're doing just one business. You cannot compare yourself to someone who is doing so many things, so many degrees, has several skills here and there, and all of that. So you have to grow to the extent that you want your income to grow. Okay, one important thing I would like to share with you in this book is we are conditioned in three primary ways, okay? We are conditioned in three primary ways, and T.F. Eckhart shared this based on his own, based on his understanding, based on his experience while growing up. So he said, people's mind, our world, are conditioned in just three ways. Number one, he said, verbal programming. Verbal programming. What did you hear when you were growing up about money? So many of us, we heard that money is the root of all evil. We heard that those who are rich don't go to heaven. We heard that those who are rich are always wicked and stingy. That those who are rich are always rituals, like the likes of the pedophilia are being displayed in Hollywood and all of that. Seriously, I thought that too while I was growing up, because those were the things we're hearing. those were the things that were happening. You know, money is the root of all evil here, and there's so many people say so many things about money. Like, if you're rich, you start looking at you like, man, it's like this guy has done something. Stuff like that, which is not supposed to be so. So, our verbal programming, the things we heard while we're growing up, shapes our conscious mind about wealth, about money. And it always takes time before we can get those things out of ourselves, before we can get those things out of our mind and reposition our mind to the real thing. So, number two is modeling. He said, what did you see when you were growing up? For him, okay, I'll just take two and three together and explain. For three, this is specific incident. What did you experience when you were growing up? For him, he shared a story in this book where he said that while he was growing up, his dad was into contract, like he built houses, he take mortgage, he built houses, sell off, and take another mortgage, build house, sell off, and all of that. That was how their life was. But something happened that shaped his mind about wealth. When his dad takes that mortgage and starts building their house, they become broke in the house, like broke. He said, you dare not walk up to him and ask him for money, because he's just going to pour everything. He's going to take it up with you. So at that period, if it's going to take him 6 months to build, then the family is going to stay broke for 6 months and maybe feed on one or two things like that. But when he sells that house, money suddenly pops in. And the father will have to go to him and ask him, do you need anything? You know, imagine that kind of scenario. So if you need anything, just get all you need at that point. Because when that money finishes, another house, you end up going to get any money until he's done and find the seller and sells off the house. So he grew up with the mindset that money comes once in a while. It's just like someone who's working from paycheck to paycheck, okay? So he has that mentality, or he grew up with that mindset that money comes just once. So money comes once, it goes, it comes back again, and that was how it grew up. For this kind of person, it's really going to affect you, because it affected the way he thinks. So that was why when he made this money, it was easy for that money to, you know, go off again. In less than 2 years, he became a millionaire, and in another 2 years, the money was gone. That's because he was operating the mindset of the specific incident that happened to him, his dad was his model then, so that is what happened. Okay, so before we will be able to move forward, let's look at four elements of change which is essential in reprogramming your mindset. Now we've looked at the things that program your mindset, then we have to look at the things that reprogram your mindset, because if you've been able to identify within those three things which of them is your challenge, then you can program your mindset with these new four elements. So the first thing is awareness. You have to be aware of the change. You have to be aware of what is wrong with you. What exactly is your own problem when it comes to money? Is it as a result of what you believe, the people you were looking up to, and all of that? Two, understanding. By understanding your way of thinking, the way you think, the way your thoughts are being formed, you'll be able to understand yourself and know where exactly your problem is. So number three is deassociation. Separate yourself from, you know, your old ways of thinking. If you know that, okay, I've been thinking this way because of the way I was brought up, then you have to start thinking the right way, okay? You have to start thinking the right way. Okay, moving forward, another wealth principle says that the only way to permanently change the temperature in a room is to reset the thermostat. So the only way to change the way you're thinking right now is to reset, have a mind reset. Consciously start observing your thought. Consciously direct your thought to the positive way, okay? So, world 5-1. Have the world's principle and the world 5. So I don't want this to be so long, so I'll be picking just 5 world 5 and call it a day. So the world 5-1 says that rich people believe I create my life. For poor people, life happens to them. So most times, the poor people always wait for life to just happen. Okay, whatever happens, whatever will be, and all of that. But a rich person knows that I create my life. My life depends on what I do. My life depends on things that I get myself involved with, and so on. 152 says that rich people play the money game to win. The poor people play the money game not to lose. Poor people play the money game defense rather than offense. Their primary concern is survival and security instead of just creating wealth and abundance. Someone will say, I just want to have 10,000 naira just to be able to buy two shoes, one shirt, one trouser. That's a poor man, thinking. But a rich man will say, I want to have enough so that after buying what I need, I still have some to keep. But for the poor person, it's just thinking about, well, let me just buy for now. You know, some people will tell you, just the average says that just ask for what you need right now, your daily bread, and all of that. And they make their minds believe that it's just what I need today, and that's just it. So, World 5-3 says that rich people are committed to being rich. Poor people want to be rich. The difference is, one person is trying to put in effort to become rich. Other person is just thinking, yeah, I just want to become rich. I just want to become rich. And it says that the number one reason why most people don't even get to what they want is because they don't even know what they want. What do you want today? I want a car. Tomorrow I want a school. Next tomorrow I want a book. And all of that. Before you know it, everything keeps changing on a daily basis. So you need to think about what you want, have it right in your mind, and not always picking options. Wildfire number 4 says that rich people can think, poor people think small. I know you're familiar with this. Rich think big, poor people keep thinking small. Okay, because most people are scared of failing, most people are scared of just picking up something else, like they don't want to do anything, they just want to stay on the safe side and all of that. So another Wealth5 says that, okay, that's Wealth5 says that rich people focus on opportunities, poor people focus on obstacles. All you keep spending your mind, all you keep focusing your mind on is what keeps growing. Rich people, they always see potential growth. Bring a business idea to them, they see potential growth, they see things happening. So the rich always focus on potential growth. You bring business ideas to them, they're always ready to accept it, and they see potential growth. Poor people always see failures, always see things not going well, what if it fails, what if it doesn't work out, and all of that. So what's file number 6? I said I was going to share 5, but here I am in number 6. I think this is going to be the last I'm going to share. Number 6, World 5-6 says, rich people admire other rich and successful people. Poor people resent rich and successful people. But come to think of it, how can you get something you do not want, something you do not appreciate? Because poor people always look at someone who is rich with resentment, like jealousy, envy, and they're like, he just got lucky, you know. That transpired as well to him, his mom, did things, and all of that. But when you see rich, they admire other rich people. Okay? They admire other rich people. Because if you view rich people as bad in any way, any shape, or any form, whatever it is, you want to be a good person, then you can never be rich. Okay? How can you be something you despise? You cannot be something. So if you despise rich people, I remember a certain time when people were like, why would Rachel Daniels buy a wristwatch worth 300,000 naira when she can give the money to the poor, she can give the money to the less privileged, and all of that. And I asked myself, if this person has this exact 300,000 naira and more, he or she will also buy that wristwatch. So why resent other people? Does it mean they don't give to the poor? The fact that the expensive jewelry they don't give to charity. So you cannot have, but you cannot be something you despise. Okay? Also, you have to associate with positive people, people who are always positive and successful. You have to associate with them if you want to become wealthy. So there are so many wealth principles in this book, and I want you to get this book and read it. Let me get your feedback. You can send me an audio here on Anchor. You can send me an audio. You can send me an audio telling me the part you learned so much from this book, and also let me know the book you would love me to review next. This is an amazing book for anyone who wants to learn how to learn about wealth, who wants to learn about the secret of millionaires. This, in general, or to wrap it about, say that the secret of the millionaire mind is a book that will help you work in your mind, the way you think, because it's believed that wealth is not just profit by the things you do. Anybody can become rich, but if you don't know how to manage wealth, you will keep losing money. So it's a book that will help you work on your mindset, the things you thought when you write. Okay? It's going to help you work on your mindset. It's going to help you redirect you to other things you're supposed to be doing, things you're not supposed to be doing. Okay? Also talks about how you save money and just spending and all of that. So with this, we come to the end of this book. I promise to mention another book written by another amazing book written by the same author. It's titled Speed Wealth: How to Make a Million in Your Own Business. So these are people who have gone through the processes, and they want to show you how to do that. You can't sit down in your house and you run a business and you just want to get everything from above just by watching people. Now there's some persons with that kind of habit. They just want to watch you do it and think they can do it. Mind you, it doesn't work for everybody, and even if it works for you, it cannot work 100%. So you need to study those who have gone through this process in order for you to imitate and replicate that particular success that they have experienced or they've recorded. Okay, so thank you very much for tuning in and listening to this book review. For now, we're going to be having a book review on Your Enough podcast until we are set for YouTube book review. So I am Chima Bisimba, and I am so blessed to be in your face this beautiful day. Okay, so if you got value from this, please help me share this link to your friends, or me post it on your status, your WhatsApp status, or your Facebook status. This is all I'm asking you to do for a friend, or you don't know me, for a person, for a potential friend. Okay, for a potential friend. So thank you very much for listening. See you again next week. Even I'm not seeing you, I'm going to hear your voice in the audio. So next week on another book review section. Have a wonderful weekend.